I've been working the program about 10 months now. My husband is continuing on with his affair, but if he looked at us from the outside, we act like a normal married couple. I've been really trying to ignore the giant elephant in the room, but as of recently, I grew impatient and spoke about our future. And all he keeps saying is he doesn't want to be married, but we can live together and raise our children together, but that he wants to, you know, basically have the leeway to continue doing what he's doing. I feel he's at almost like the 18th month mark with his affair. Mm-hmm. Do I just let it run its course at this point and continue to be the best person I can be?
Well, yes and yes, but I would say more. I mean, you know, do you let it run its course? I mean, yeah, that is the hope in these cases that include infidelity, which is that the affair runs its course, and then when it's out of the picture, generally things look very different. So, sure, you need to give things proper time to try to allow that to happen. However, it sounds like, in your case, your husband has this warped vision that this sort of alternative lifestyle where he's married, to you that is, with a family, living what seems to be a normal life, really, though, he wants this duplicity where he has another life with another woman at the same time. Usually people, you know, imagine either ending the affair and returning to their spouse, or they imagine ending their marriage and moving on with their life. It's a little unusual that somebody actually envisions, I mean, it's their plan, right? It's their intention to have this duplicity. I see it. I've seen it many times, but it's not the typical. But that seems to be what you're dealing with. And in a case like that, in my opinion, that is unacceptable. When I mean that's unacceptable, I should be more specific, because you might be thinking, of course it's unacceptable. What's his point? My point is that you should not be willing to live that way. And you should set some sort of deadline in your head that you're going to do everything in your power to be the best wife you can be and turn this around. And you're going to do that work until such and such a date. And, of course, it goes without saying that that date should be at least beyond that one-year mark that I talk about. In other words, you should meet those two criteria I speak about for at least a year. And that date that you set in your mind has to be beyond that year point. So let's say for discussion purposes, you started the program, you said, 10 months ago. And let's say for discussion purposes, on day one, you actually started to meet those two criteria I talk about, which is not usually the case for people, by the way. People sometimes miscount. They think that the day they start counting is the day they join the program. In my experience is that's not usually the day that they actually begin meeting those two criteria that I talk about. By the way, just quick review, two criteria are, number one, that you're taking responsibility, in other words, you're working on your fixing, and number two, that you are learning and employing great marital habits into your situation. So let's assume for discussion purposes that you begin meeting those two criteria on day one. You've been in the program for 10 months. So two more months, you will have met that criteria. So the date you set should be some point after 2 more months from now. So let's say you say to yourself, okay, I'm not ready to live like this for the rest of my life. That would not be good for me. It would not be good for my husband. It would not be good for this mistress. It would not be good for my kids. It would be a terrible example to the world. It's not how I'm not ready to do that. Now, by the way, you could make a different decision. I mean, there are people that live this way. I don't advise it. I don't think it's a good idea. I just don't. But you could decide to. Anyway, so let's say you were to say to yourself, okay, I'm going to give it until, you know, the end of this year. everything I can at the end of this year. And if by the end of this year, nothing changes, and this other woman is still in our life, and my husband is fixated on having this, you know, this perverted lifestyle that includes two women in his life and complete duplicity, so at that point, I'm going to motion to end the marriage and move on. Now, if you accept my advice, it's a big if. You've got to really think about that. You've got to really be ready to do that. If you accept my advice, and if that's your plan, so I have another piece of advice for you, which is you're responsible for being emotionally transparent. What does that mean? That means that you can't have significant plans in your life and not share them with your husband. That's not right. We're responsible for being emotionally transparent with our spouse. That means they need to know what we're thinking, what we're intending, what we're planning. It always irks me when I have a session on the phone with somebody and they tell me that, you know, they were blindsided a few weeks ago when their spouse moved out, filed for divorce, whatever the case would be. They realized their spouse has been planning this exit for years and they didn't even know anything was wrong in their marriage. Now, I'm sure they're culpable for lots of mistakes, but I think it's horrible that their spouse handled themselves that way. To not communicate your intentions, your plans, is a tremendous violation. It's really a tremendous, tremendous violation and horrible, horrible judgment. And you don't want to be that person. So if you plan to move on from your marriage beginning December 31st, 2017, you have a responsibility to communicate that to your husband. Let him know, look, don't misunderstand. I love you. I want more than to make this marriage and this family work. I think you can see for the last 10 months I've been doing everything in my power to try to do that. And for another 10 months, I have decided that I'm going to do everything in my power to try to do that, be the best woman and the best wife that I can possibly be. But I've been thinking about it, and I got some professional counsel, and I do feel a responsibility to let you know that if that doesn't work out, if nothing changes, if you continue to allow another person to invade our marriage, that at the end of this year, I will be moving on. I just feel a responsibility to let you know that. And that is, by the way, I want to be clear, that is not an ultimatum. An ultimatum is when you're trying to manipulate somebody into a decision that you want them to make. It's like a threat. It's not an ultimatum. It's emotional transparency, and it has to be real. That's why I started with step one, which is you have to believe it, and you have to be really ready to do it. Then if that's the case, you're responsible for sharing it. And sometimes that will move the obstinate spouse, especially in the case, like in your case, where the obstinate spouse, they don't want that, right? His vision includes you. So you're going to disrupt that. And possibly that will force him to reconsider. You see, the risk you run by not saying anything is that he thinks that you've conceded to his plan, to, you know, that you're participating in this life of duplicity. And you don't want that to be the case.